morning, boys.
Good morning.
Looks like you found yourself a seat. First of all, I'd like to give a testimony this morning. The blessing of this song, this first song, is flying in here. Just bless me. If it wasn't been for the divine love, I could have heard. Or seeking after. If we don't seek after divine love, we will perish. It says that I should have perished in my world had I not loved the law divine. That law I never can forget. But save you, Lord, for I am thine. We can never forget. I can never forget that law of love that Jesus brought to us. And everybody can have that. That's my testimony this morning. Okay, before we start here, let's have a word of prayer. It's not a basic prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your love and mine. Thank you for providing for us that we can come to you, experience that love. Help us to love one another as you love us. Also, that we would remember our accountability to you. You gave your life that we can have it. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Blessing us and keeping us this day. Another day that you have provided for us that we can come together and glorify your name. Be with us. Guide us this day. We pray for David and Brian as they travel and are with the brothers, just bless them. Also bless Kevin as they're traveling this morning. Watch over them, keep them safe. Pray for his dad that he can also see the light. And Kevin speaks to him and relates to him. Bless him and give him courage and grace. Be with him in Jesus' name. Amen. So which chapter did you read last Sunday? From Nehemiah. Chapter 6. And chapter 6, what was a couple of things that it talked about in chapter 6? What was Nehemiah doing? What was Nehemiah trying to do in chapter 6? What was he trying to do? Anyone have any thought? What Nehemiah was trying to do in chapter 6? Trying to get done?
Yeah, just finished the wall. The government had resigned the king and he was trying to rebel.
Yeah, he was trying to rebel. He's got the walls finished. And time to get doors and the gates, that's it. So let's read a few verses here in verse 7, and then we'd like to talk about a wall or about a house. We'll read a few verses here. Let's talk about the genealogy of this the Jews here. I'm not going to read all that, but I'm going to read here the first few verses here. And I'd like to talk about a building. In chapter 7 it says, and now it came to pass when the wall was built, and I set up the door, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed. Everything was finished, too. And that I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah over of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun be hot. While they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them. And from the watchers in the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch, and everyone to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not built. If you look at the number that came back from the exile, from back to Jerusalem, it says the city was great, large and great, but the number was few. But if you look at it, I think it was a lot of people. The number, if you add these together, there was a lot of people. There was thousands of them. So we think there was a lot of people, but I guess there would have been room for more. So this morning, we want to look at this wall, or a structure of a building this morning. The walls, so what did Nehemiah came back to do? He came back to build a what? Building, yeah. To build a house. He came back to build a house. So, as far as looking at the walls of the house, we have when you build a house, first of all, what do you have to build? If you're going to build walls. Anybody know? You have to build a foundation. And then there's a bearing wall. The outside wall is called a bearing wall. So where does the bearing wall have to be on then? Where do they put, if you build a house and put a foundation, then you put a bearing wall. The bearing wall is the outside walls. Where do we put that wall on then? In the foundation, okay? So what, in the wall then of the house, how many, or what is in the wall of the house? If we want to get in, what do we have to make?
A door.
A door. We have to make a door to get in. And there's something else in that wall, in that bearing wall. What else is in that wall in the house? Any little ones? Okay,
Windows.
Windows. That light is, we have windows in that outside wall, that bearing wall. So that lets light in. What else does that bearing wall do then? What else is in that wall? You somebody else in that wall inside your house. Anybody know what's in that wall? A door, yeah. There's another door in that house. If you create your own wall in that house, and then you put a door on it, then you close that door and get in there and try to hide something or try to stick stuff away nobody sees it. So the Bible talks about the door, who's at the door knocking trying to get in? The door. The door of that little wall. The door in the house. You're inside that room with that wall and with the door closed. She's trying to get in. Is somebody trying to get in? Maybe your dad's trying to get in and see what you're doing. Right? See what's going on in there. So that's something that the Bible talks about, a door that Jesus knocked at the door, we let him in. Then what does Jesus do? If we let Jesus in there in our room with that door there, what does Jesus want us to do in there? What did Jesus do when he came? He says he broke down the middle wall. We don't need middle walls, do we? If we have Jesus in our hearts, we don't need walls in the house to... Everybody can see what it is. We don't need a wall in the house. Like in this house, there's no wall in there. They're all in here. There's no walls. Some of them on one side, some of them on another side. Jesus came to break the middle wall down. It's going to be less than too high for you, anyway. I mean, gives you an idea. Like at home, when you have a wall and there's a door on there, and you have a problem, you might just go in that inside of the room and shut the door. You think nobody will find it out. Or hide something in there that you don't want anybody else to see. When Jesus came, he got rid of all that stuff. He wants us to be open, transparent. We don't need middle walls in the house. It's something that I just thought of that. Be a good lesson. That something to think about. This Jesus came to break this middle wall down. You don't need a middle wall. What is another thing that the middle wall doesn't have? Windows. It doesn't have windows. That's the purpose of a wall. An inner wall or a middle wall. Just has a door so you can get in. Doesn't have any windows. Light can come in and see what's in there. You have to have an artificial light if you want to see inside of it. But at the same time, that room would probably have some windows, but they're coming in from the outside. They're not coming in from the other wall. Or they're coming in from the other room. They're coming in from the outside. So the middle wall. The middle wall in our life needs to be taken away. It needs to be open and transparent and honest and open. That's the point that I want to put out this morning. Just be honest. Your dad just wants you to be honest. Don't try to hide something. Tear those walls down, tear those things away, so then you can be honest. That's the point. Okay, now what was our verses this morning, or where did we go for verses? Anger. Okay, let's start over here. And if you have a verse, stand up and we'll. Okay, stand up.
He that is blessed and anger is better than the mighty.
What? Better than one of the first? The anger. I didn't catch that one. Let's say it again.
He that is blessed and anger is better than the mighty.
Good, yeah. Slow to anger.
Hoping 4.6. BD. Angry,
Yeah, we don't, he doesn't want us to get raptured. Time to get something done, we time get all upset and get it done. But he doesn't want us to sit in all that, okay? Something about Jesus being like our salvation or or protector, or whatever. Just, there's a lot of different names that you can use for that he is to us. Okay? Understand? All right.